Hey grown-ups, warmer, sunnier days are calling. Fuel up for them with Factor's no prep, no mess meals. Factor has a menu of chef-crafted meals with options like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Factor's fresh, never frozen meals are dietitian approved and ready to eat in just 2 minutes. So, no matter how busy you are, you'll always have time to enjoy nutritious, great-tasting meals. With 35 different meals and more than 60 add-ons to choose from every week, you'll always have new flavors to explore. Head to factormeals.com/tales50. That's T-A-L-E-S 50. And use code TALES50 to get 50% off your first box, plus 20% off your next month. That's code TALES50 at factormeals.com/tales50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next month while your subscription is active. Hey grown-ups, I have something exciting to share with you. There's a brand new kids podcast out now that I think you're going to love. It's called Mysteries About True Histories. This show is perfect if you love adventures, solving riddles, and maybe even some wacky math problems. But I need a little help from some new friends to tell you more. Max and Molly, take it away.
From the creators of Who Smarted, Starglow Media, comes a brand new podcast called Mysteries About True Histories.
Does that sound serious enough?
Max, we only have 30 seconds for this promo. Just tell them how your mysterious aunt recruited us into a secret order of problem solvers who travel time and have epic adventures.
I don't have to. You just did.
Catch new episodes of Mysteries About True Histories every Thursday on Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Hey, Tailblazers! I'm Rebecca Cunningham, and this is Girl Tales, a kids' podcast of feminist stories for a new generation. Before we get started, I'd like to wish a very happy birthday to Charlie Barron in Baltimore, Maryland. Charlie, I hope you have a fabulous birthday. Thank you so, so much for listening to Girl Tales. Grown-ups, if you would like to hear your child's name at the top of our next tale, head to patreon.com/girltales and donate today. Now on to our episode. This is Grace Gatsby. Enjoy.
Hey, it's Pippa, Rebecca's wife. Rebecca had to bring some paint to our friend Joaquin, the puppet maker, so I thought I'd step in. Oh, this is so exciting. I love doing these. Here we go. I'd like to tell you a story about a friend of mine. Her name is Grace Gatsby. Grace lives in one of the nicest houses in Freshwater. And by house, I mean mansion. This thing is huge. The mansion sits on the edge of Freshwater Lake. There are too many bedrooms to count. Each one with a comfy bed, a roaring fireplace, cozy chairs, and a mini fridge loaded with snacks. Each bathroom has gold faucets. There's a library full of books, many of them first editions. There are multiple tennis courts, a jacuzzi, a garden with fruits and vegetables that are somehow always ripe, and a stunning fountain that lights up at night. Everyone in Freshwater watched for months as the mansion was being built. As the final touches were being put on the building, we watched the twinkle of the lights across the water and speculated about who was going to live there. What would they be like? When will we get to meet them, and why hadn't we met them yet? It didn't take long to get an answer. The next morning, the Freshwater mail person dropped off a fancy envelope on our doorstep. It was heavy, wrapped in beautiful ribbon, and had a wax seal with the initials GG. Inside was an invitation that read, "You are cordially invited to a roaring 1920s party at Grace Gatsby's mansion. Dress to impress." That night, Rebecca and I got dressed in our most fabulous fringe dresses and set off to the mansion. We practically ran along the lake with everyone in Freshwater. Oh, we couldn't wait to finally see inside the mansion and meet this Gatsby person who lived there. When we arrived, we walked up the marble steps and our jaws hit the floor. This was the most fancy party anyone had ever been to. There was a massive stage set up. On it, a big band was playing jazz. Along the walls were tables lined with fancy hors d'oeuvres. Tall tables were decorated with glittering candles. Chandeliers twinkled overhead like starlight. And in the center of the room was a big dance floor, already filled with people moving and grooving to the music. The party was amazing. Every hour on the hour, there was a fireworks display over the garden, followed by a light show by the fountain, followed by trays of extravagant plates of food. In the corner, there was an animal rescue event, and everyone who was looking to find their perfect pet could adopt a cat or a dog. The band on stage played such great music and had all of us dancing. Oh, it was so much fun. I looked around the party in awe. I could see everyone in Freshwater laughing, smiling, and having a great time. But the one person I did not see was Grace Gatsby. I knew I had to find her. At the very least, I wanted to thank her for throwing such a great party. But I wanted to uncover the mystery. Who was she? And why did she have this big party, even if she wasn't going to meet all of her guests? I sent Rebecca to snag some tasty desserts and set out on my mission. I started to wander through the bedrooms, the library, the tennis courts, the garden, the fountain, the hallways, but no matter where I went, I couldn't find Grace. I made my way back to the main wing and found the only room I hadn't been to yet. It had a large balcony that overlooked the garden and the lake. Sure enough, there was a woman, leaning on the balcony railing all by herself, overlooking the party. Her evening gown sparkled like it was made of diamonds. I knew I'd found her. She took a glance back at me.
Hello, old sport.
She turned around to face me.
Enjoying the party?
I nodded and walked forward. Very much. My name is...
I know who you are.
Grace stopped me.
You're Pippa Cunningham.
I mean, it makes sense that she knew who I was. After all, we got an invitation in the mail addressed to us for her party, but we never actually spoken before, so it took me by surprise. Grace turned her gaze back over the balcony towards the party.
And I'm Grace Gatsby, but I'm sure you knew that.
Grace sighed heavily. I wasn't sure if that was the end of the conversation or not, but I took another step forward. Grace, is everything all right?
What do you mean? Look at this party. Everyone is having a great time.
Everyone? Because it doesn't actually seem like you're all that happy. Grace turned again to look at me. I noticed that she had tears in her eyes. I kept going. Look, we don't have to talk about it if you don't want to. But if you need anything, I'm a pretty good listener. Grace paused and studied me for a moment. Then she gestured at the mansion around her.
I didn't always have all this, you know? Believe it or not, I grew up without a lot of money. We had enough to get by, but I certainly wasn't going to fancy parties. I went by Grace Gatz back then.
Grace Gatz. That name sounds familiar. I know that name. I read a story about you in the newspaper. You helped a sailor by warning him of a storm that was coming in. He took you on as his personal assistant, and when he died, he left you all of his fortune. Grace grimaced.
Yes, old sport. That much is true. But what the newspapers didn't tell you is that I didn't inherit a single cent. Some of his friends stood in the way and I was left with nothing. So I reinvented myself. I go by the name Gatsby now. And I spent every moment since my sailor friend died making sure to get as rich as possible. But now, look what all that work has got me.
I didn't understand. Looking around, this all seemed pretty nice to me. The mansion, the food, the big party. What was so bad about it? Grace saw the confused look on my face.
I've thrown parties all over the world. But did you know that in all the years, you're the first person to come and speak to me?
I was? That seemed unusual. Grace continued.
I spend so much of my life focused only on making as much money as possible. Then, I realized that I hadn't spent any time focusing on what really matters, finding friends.
Things started to make sense. So that's why Grace threw this giant party. She was hoping she could use them to make friends. Grace told me that she loved hosting parties and she felt so honored that the whole town came to visit. But while the mansion on Freshwater Lake was being built, she always felt too shy to actually speak with anyone. And eventually she developed sort of a reputation for being a little standoffish. She was worried that now, even with the big party, if she tried to make friends, it might be too little too late. Maybe everyone only came to her parties because they were fancy. Grace wiped away a tear.
I just don't know if people will like me. For me, what happens if I try to get to know the people of Freshwater and they stop coming to visit?
It's hard to worry that you're not enough as you are. And it's hard to feel so shy and nervous about making friends. But the one way to make sure things never change is by keeping them the way they are. I told Grace that if she was ready to try something different, I had some ideas for her. Then I left and rejoined the party. I found Rebecca, who had fulfilled her part of the mission and found some truly incredible desserts, and filled her in on what I learned. Rebecca was surprised. The people of Freshwater are always very accepting of one another. We knew they would love Grace if she let them get to know her. A few weeks later, after the buzz of Grace Gatsby's amazing party had started to quiet, and rumors of her next party had begun to circulate, I got a call from Grace.
Hey, Pippa. So, what do you think about switching it up a bit for my next party?
Grace filled me in on her plan. I thought it sounded like a great idea. A week later, a familiar-looking envelope arrived in my mailbox. It was from Grace Gatsby, an invitation for another party. The invitation read, "Party at Grace Gatsby's mansion, Friday evening. No fancy attire required. Dinner, potluck." The whole town was talking about it. Of course they were going to go, but no fancy attire? A potluck? It all seemed so casual. On the night of the party, I threw on my favorite old pair of jeans and a t-shirt. Rebecca rocked a sweater and some leggings. We had been cooking all day, a chili recipe we really like, and we walked with our slow cooker up the hill towards Grace's mansion along with the other party guest. There, at the foot of the marble steps, was Grace. No evening gown this time, just a hoodie and some sweatpants. I couldn't tell if the party guests were more surprised to see Grace dressed so casually, or just to see Grace in general. She stepped forward.
Welcome, old sports. As you can see, tonight's party is a little different. I was hoping that maybe we could all just, you know, hang out and talk. Get to know each other a bit?
We followed Grace into her mansion. Instead of an elaborate setup, there were some small tables scattered about. People took their seats and started serving each other the food they brought. Instead of a big band on stage, guests took turns sharing their favorite music with the group. No light shows by the fountain, no fireworks, just ourselves and our conversations and our potluck dinner. Grace wandered from table to table, thanking her guests for coming. I knew it was a really big step for her to talk to everyone like that. At first, she seemed nervous. But as the night went on, I watched as she grew more and more comfortable. I saw her smile and laugh and even sit and eat with the guest. Finally, she got to our table. She plunked herself down in a chair, beaming from ear to ear.
Oh, sport, tonight has been so much fun, and it turns out that I didn't need a fancy party at all to make friends. Thanks for the suggestion to keep things casual, Pippa. It's so nice to let people see me.
But she didn't stay at our table long. Other partygoers wanted to pull her over to their tables and talk with her. By the end of the night, Grace had arrangements to hang out with half of the town, lunch, coffee, book clubs, and more. As the night wrapped up, Grace tapped on her mug of hot chocolate and raised it in a toast.
Cheers to you all. I'm so glad to be able to call you friends. And a special thank you to Pippa. who helped me see that the real joy of a party is the people you are gathered with.
Grace still hosts big parties from time to time, but now you can hardly see her because she's so busy making sure she talks to every single person there. I was so proud of her for being so vulnerable that night, and I'm still so proud to consider her a true friend.
That was Grace Gatsby, written by Megan Begala, performed by Melissa Victor, the host of Stoop Kids Stories, the podcast. Produced by Chad Shanai, executive produced by Rebecca Cunningham. Don't forget to subscribe, rate, and review on Amazon Music or wherever you get your podcasts. Girl Tales is a Cordelia Studios production. And grown-ups, don't forget you can get access to ad-free episodes of the Girl Tales podcast, as well as a range of other shows for the kids in your life, by subscribing to Star Glow Plus on Apple Podcasts. Grown-ups, if you would like extra stories for your Tailblazers to listen to, like the original Alice's Adventures in Wonderland or The Wonderful Wizard of Oz, performed by me, well, there's only one place to get it. Head to patreon.com/girltales and join Team Dorothy or above. And grown-ups, you can also find Girl Tales and Cordelia Studios on Instagram, TikTok, and Facebook. And hey, if you love this story, share it with a friend. Oh, and remember, I believe in you.